Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Good morning, Port Huron. We're so glad you turned us on. If you are out walking or jogging or running errands, it's very slick outside. We want you to be safe, but it is a beautiful snow, for it's the best day that the Lord has made. We're here to worship, and we're so glad you turned your radio on. So, let's worship.
Our prelude, Lord, just a closer walk with thee.
With all my burdens bear, none but thee, dear Lord, none but thee.
And so here we are, still Christmas in the Christian calendar.
I know the world. In the stores, they have Valentine's out already. Give me a break. It is still Christmas. And of course, the world doesn't know Epiphany comes up January 6th. There was some discussion on a network talking about, when do you take down your decorations? Everybody's saying, the day after Christmas. Some saying, well, I can keep them up all year round. Others saying, as soon as I get time. Well, January 6th. For those in the Western Church, which is the Roman Church, I explained that earlier a few weeks ago about the division 1,100 years ago in a Christian family, Orthodox East, Roman Catholic, then Reformation West, around 1,100 AD. And for us, Christmas is December 25th through literally midnight, January 5th. So decorations could come down then or on January 6th, Epiphany. So this being Christmas, this is our second Sunday. You're still going to hear Christmas songs, though your prelude was just a closer walk with thee. Lord knows we need it this year, 2021. Sponsor for this second Sunday of Christmas is our community sponsor, ever faithful for us over many years, sponsoring us for several broadcasts a year. Thank you very much, that family, and blessings to them in their life and for all of us as we participate in worship. And we do have about an inch and a half of snow on the ground, so if you're at home tucked in or sitting on the sofa or in bed, please know we have made it here to make this happen. Entrance hymn for this Christmas Sunday is Love Divine, All Love Excelling, suggested by Sundays and Seasons of the ELCA. We bring it to you from our college, St. Olaf. Here's their choir, Love Divine, All Love Excelling. Starts soft, gets louder.
Thank you.
We thank the St. Olaf Choir. I don't know if you saw my posting in the e-letter or emails. St. Olaf Choir was being broadcast on public broadcast during the Christmas season. If you're a member of public broadcast, you could probably go back and stream it. They give you that access for members. Our service begins by calling on the name of the person, the God we join to worship this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who was in the beginning, who makes a dwelling among us, who covers us with justice and mercy. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We take a moment. God of goodness and loving kindness,
we confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbors. We have turned away from your invitation to new life. We have turned away from the lowly and the downtrodden. In your abundant mercy, forgive us our sins. Those we know and those known only to you. For the sake of the one who came to live among us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news of peace and salvation. God forgives us all of our sins, not through our own work, but through Jesus Christ, made known to all people. For all who come to the manger rejoice in this amazing gift of grace.
Amen. Amen.
Our hymn of praise this day is Praise to the Lord the Almighty, favorite hymn of the church.
Oh,
And so we do praise, love, and adore him. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hope lead us in the prayer.
Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our first lesson comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, selected verses. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by the brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their full of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm comes from 147, selected verses, and our antiphon is, worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
Who strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat.
God sends out a command to the earth, a word that runs very swiftly.
God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes.
God scatters hail like breadcrumbs, and who can stand against God's cold?
The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow.
God declares the word to Jacob, statutes and judgments to Israel. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgment. Hallelujah.
Special selection of music, which we didn't have time for last week. Kind of a statement of faith, affirmation, It was popular in the 60s and 70s. This version is by Dolly Parton. Many have done it back before. I believe. Listen to it. That's the expression of your faith.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. And I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. And I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Yes, I believe. Oh, I believe. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. And I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe, I believe, oh, I believe.
And I too believe. Second reading comes from Ephesians, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time. For the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, then you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to
the praise of his glory. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The gospel reading for the second Sunday of Christmas is from John's Gospel, introductory 18 verses. We call it the prologue of the Gospel of John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came into being. What had come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not overcome it. There was a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. Now, he himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. For the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. In fact, he was in the world. The world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what were his own people, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who have received him, who have believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh, lived among us. We have seen his glory. It's the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me." From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. Law indeed was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Nobody has ever seen God. It is God's only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known to us. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks. Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, God's grace and mercy be with you. Amen. As a minister, preaching as many years and many sermons as I have, it's kind of like, how do you speak? Because the task, if you don't know it, is not to give a speech. The task is to bring God's word to the current situation based upon the past history and relationship of God to God's people recorded in Scripture. They understand the task. Take what is now with what was then, with what God, who is eternal, is saying to today, which is January 3rd, 2021. Anybody is humbled by the task, not something you readily take upon, sometimes referred to by Jeremiah as a yoke that you have saddled me with, Lord. But so we begin looking at the text. First one, Jeremiah 31. Introduction for your background to your Bible studies. Jeremiah, prophet of the Lord God, writing to the Southern Kingdom, Judah, post the fall of the Northern Kingdom, Israel, and now Judah is the only two tribes, Benjamin and Judah, left and still wayward with God, even though they saw God's heavy hand of judgment. In Jeremiah 31, we heard a few weeks ago Jeremiah's statement about, "I will make an everlasting covenant with you," not like the first one written on stone, a la Moses, and the people broke. The new covenant will be written on your hearts, my hearts, and everybody's hearts to know and to do the will of God perfectly. Not occasionally, intermittently, or when we feel like it. That's control. Okay? So, Jeremiah 31, these verses 7 through 14. The Lord God speaking, hearing the cries of Israel, such as, "For thus says the Lord," and the people of Israel are asking for some action. Now comes a response from God. "Thus says the Lord," verse 7, "sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations." Israel responds. It's kind of like a dialogue, like we do in worship. "Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel." The cry of the lament of the people of this planet with pandemic, with divisions, destruction, murder, rampant lawlessness, rampant defiance of God's will in the contemporary age, but every age this has happened. The cry of the faithful asking for some sign, "Lord, you're going to do something." Jeremiah goes on. This time the dialogue comes on God's side of the court. "See, I'm going to bring them from the land of the north, gather them from the furthest parts of the earth, among them the very blind and lame." They're usually the ones forgotten. They can't get there. I look upon my flock in my garage and I see my blind duck. I see the ducks injured from the chickens. I see the lame who can't walk too well, that I have to bring them food and water. And I understand what God means. He cares for the least, not the greatest. Totally contra culture. "Those with child, those in labor together, nobody's going to be left out when God gathers his people together. A great company," the Lord says, "and they shall return here." Where's here? Israel, figuratively speaking, in case this planet is not here. New heaven and new earth is coming. Then Jeremiah goes on to say, "It is the Lord acting and speaking here. With weeping they shall come, with consolation I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path, that they shall not stumble." God is the leader of his people, bringing them back into right relationship. Here's the next part of Jeremiah I think is very tender during these days when we feel isolated, detached, and where in heaven is God? Where on earth is God? God has a relationship with us, as a father does. So here's what Jeremiah the prophet, speaking for the Lord God, says, "For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, declare it to the coastlines far away, and say, he who scattered Israel is going to gather him and will keep him as a shepherd keeps the flock. For the Lord has ransomed his people." God is in relationship with you and I, and that's the reason why the Lord Jesus in the New Testament says, when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven." Last part of Jeremiah, just to leave you with, "I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them. I'll give them gladness with sorrow. I will give their priests their fill of fatness, and my people will be satisfied with bounty. Thus says the Lord." It's like the seal, stamp of declaration of the king from Israel to God's people to assure us God has authorized this transmission. We are indeed blessed. And so in this Christmas season, don't forget, as Jeremiah reminds us, we're still connected, and God is still the shepherd, and we're still the sheep, and God will bring us home. The second reading from Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writing. It's the beginning of the letter. For those who have read Ephesians in your Bible study over the years, you know what? There are a lot of themes that Ephesians deals with. Some people contest the authorship. They look at language, they say it's not typically Pauline, and da 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 da. it falls in the skull, and if it wasn't Paul penning it, it was one of his students, because Paul's in prison in Rome when this is being taking place. But understand, the teachings is still the word of the Lord. It still communicates God's truth, and it still speaks to the present age. So in the Ephesians, it begins with a benediction, a blessing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you who have been in Bible study with me, I note that in the beginning of Pauline letters, similar here, he begins with the identification, not of Trinity God, not that he disputes it. He just claims Father and Lord Jesus. Twosome, okay? Blessed be these two. No, Paul obviously knows of the Holy Spirit. He didn't articulate it in letter fashion till many other epistles, including Romans, including Corinthians, and many other places. But here in the beginning blessing, he names the two. So don't get too upset about that. Just understand it's greeting in the name of Father and the Lord. Now, this is before the beginning of the birth of Jesus. And understand that these blessings have taken place. So here is what Paul writes. He who blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, that's way above us, cosmic, totally out of this world and out of this universe and out of the system, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. Let's pause, dissect the words. He blessed us in Christ. That's where the blessing comes from. It's not coming from you or I. It's not coming from our parents. It's not coming from our nation. It's not coming from my studies, my education, or my background or my wealth. Blessed in Christ. Every spiritual blessing, Paul will say that in 1 Corinthians when he talks about the spiritual gifts. All have been granted spiritual gifts. We have been spiritually blessed. Everyone. In every blessing. In the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ, you and I have been chosen. I know people say, well, I came to the church because of, and then they name reason, friends, music, organ, pastor, connections, whatever, memories. But understand, God chose us. How about when did God choose us to be in relationship with God through Christ? Before the foundation of the world. For me, that's before April 20th, 1950. I don't know about you. Even before I was born, even before my parents were married, even before this world existed, before this nation existed, God in the heavens had a plan in motion. And that plan considered my life, your life, everybody's life in America, because all lives matter. It's not race, color, or creed. All lives matter. Scripture, I stand on the word, to be holy and blameless before God in love. To be holy. That is, in the Old Testament said, righteous by the Torah. Holy in the sense of redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Blameless. Oh, yeah. Ain't happening in this world, but give it a good shot by the work of the Holy Spirit in you and in love. He destined us, Paul goes on to say, for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ according to the good pleasure of his will. As I remind people in baptism, you and I were adopted. We are in our birth children of some divine spirit. We are not like Greek mythology of demigods, half human, half gods. We are humans, totally. God is totally divine in spirit without body, form, gender, you name it. God's different. Holy other is one of the theological words used. He's wholly other than us. And he chose us and adopted us to be God's children through Jesus Christ. Now, many will say, well, that's pretty parochial. You Christians only see yourselves as the redeemed. I'll say to you, Christ has made all people redeemable. Now, how God partitions his grace is God's problem, not mine. It's God's task, not mine. But I go back to the Acts account, Acts 2 and 3, day of Pentecost. What do we have to do? You must believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved. Okay? Understand. We know what to do, and we are to do it. And God makes the call on all the rest. Through his blood, the forgiveness of trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, and he lavished on us. He just didn't give us a portion. I like Paul's deliberate word, lavished on us. I don't know what the word lavish gives to you. It gives me an overabundance, kind of like Psalm 23, my cup runneth over. He lavished his grace upon you. Upon me, though sometimes we don't feel it. He goes on to say, as was part of the text last week, about in the fullness of time, Christ came into this time, place, and space. In this passage of Ephesians, you hear it again. It was a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him. Things that are in heaven, things still here on this ground, this earth. In Christ, you and I have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will. To me, that's the Holy Spirit. That we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, we will live for the praise of his glory. In the fullness of time, at the right moment, right place, center of the Middle East, center of a occupied nation by Roman power and might, to a destitute family outside the Torah behavior, Mary being a child before wedlock, conceived by the Holy Spirit that came upon her and brought this child into this existence. And it is for the praise of his glory. And you and I were marked, Paul says, with the seal of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, sealed by God's Spirit. Now we come to the gospel text, John 1. What does that say to the modern thing, situation? I preached on this hundreds, if not thousands, of times in seminary. For those who remember or sit in Bible study with me. In seminary, I elected to take this class in Greek, translated the entire gospel in Greek, exegeted the whole thing, which means taking it word by word and dissecting every word to the letter of what it meant in all levels of culture and scripture to find out its meaning in John's gospel. It's a beautiful poem song gets believed of the church. It sings, in the beginning was the Word. Now you recognize that part, in the beginning, Genesis 1:1. Only it's different from the Old Testament account, for this is the Word. Logos is the Greek. It implies a lot more than the Hebrews understood, but it brought up the culture of the intertestamental period, of the Logos of God being a personification of God. Therefore, John continues it, the Word was with God, the Word was God. He wants to take any doubt away that this was an inferior being. Secondary membership to the table of God, he was God. This Logos, this Word of God. He was in the beginning with God. Yeah. We're already talking Trinitarian language that the Old Testament never knew. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came into being. I think that covers all bases. You can't say one thing was excluded. He was excluded from the creation. No, the Logos, not Jesus. Keep this word separated for now. It becomes unified in the incarnation. The Word preceded Jesus, the man. But it come into being in him, the Logos was life, the divine, and it was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. He's going to talk about that in John 3. All these things are references to future texts. And that darkness did not overcome it. And in today's world, I don't care how bad it seems out there and how scrungy people act, light is still on planet Earth as long as God's Word and God's Spirit is among His people. Did you hear me? No matter how bad it is not without light. God's light is here. Praise God. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness doesn't overcome it. Then there was a man, John, you know the story. He talked about a light to come. That true light has come. He came to his own, and his own rejected him. What's new? The rejection of Christ and the crucifixion. Those who receive him, though, he gave the power to become children of God. That's like Ephesians, the second reading. We are children of God by adoption. We were not born by our intent, our blood or will of flesh, lineage to a congregation, whatever, but by God. So the Word became flesh and lived among us. Now we come to Jesus, the Incarnation. That's what's so extraordinary and worthy of praise. Every day is a celebration of the Incarnation, the Word becoming flesh in Jesus. And we understand that God had a plan from the beginning till now. May God be praised. May you see His light in this world and His hope. Amen. Our worship continues with our hymn of the day. We haven't sung this yet, but we three kings of Orient are. Sing your heart out. January 6th, Epiphany, the Kings.
Glorious now, beholding arise.
We affirm together our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. We'll stop that there. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hope leads us in our prayers.
Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Redeeming God, you gather together your people from the farthest parts of the earth. Protect your church from stumbling. Let it not be overcome by sorrow, division, or despair. Make us radiant with goodness, that we might live always to the praise of your glory. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You bring together heaven and earth. All creation testifies to your splendor. Hold the ecosystems of this earth in delicate balance, from coastlands to farmlands, forests to wetlands, deserts to rainforests. Show us new ways to live in harmony with the word, with the world around us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You overflow with grace upon grace. Expand the imaginations of those who serve in positions of authority. Open their hearts to the needs of their nations and communities. Protect all those in harm's way and those risking danger for the sake of others. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You bring consolation to those who weep. Embrace those who feel far off, excluded, or defeated. Accompany those living with chronic and invisible illness. Sustain the weak and weary. Refresh those who labor under the weight of pain or sickness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You come to us in the beauty of darkness and light. Bring justice and reconciliation to communities divided by oppressions and misuse of power. Guide us to speak holy words of advocacy and truth. Help us to honor your image in one another. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Your turn of mourning into joy. We give thanks for those who have died in faith. With all the saints, give us our inheritance in Christ. In the fullness of time, gather us together in your mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. And our prayers are extended as well to Maria Rompf, Joe Coulthard, Elvira Coulthard, Donna Taylor, Ray Shinoska, Brian Renocki, granddaughter of Diane O'Neill, Don Chittister, Ed and Bev O'Connor, DJ Whitmer Jr., who had outpatient surgery this last week. With the death of Martha Martell, we were notified in San Diego took place, friends and family of Martha Martell. The Bachmans, Tom and Maxine, had a cousin who was a Vietnam wounded veteran who died this past week. For the Bachman family and for his family, gracious God, God of all mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We continue in prayer as the Lord taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this point, we receive our gifts in the worship service of our Savior. There's still about 30 offering envelopes on the pew bench that have been there for 6 weeks. All you have to do is contact us or park it with people to pick up your envelopes. Otherwise, just directly send in your gifts of offering by check, money order, by cashier's check from the bank. Transfer it electronically to Our Savior Lutheran and support the ministries of Our Savior. And we need more support for the radio, as for the last 6 weeks we have announced, other than the community sponsor and Cheryl and Terry Ruff, we only have those ones for the whole year of 2021. So get that information to us. Our offering hymn for this day, and Cheryl will share the words. First, you want to give us those, Cheryl, for Change My Heart, O God? Then we'll play the music after the reading.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. We listen.
Unknown, bringing joy and salvation to the earth, nourish us at your banquet table, that all who welcome your birth may proclaim your peace revealed in Jesus Christ our Savior.
Amen.
Change our heart, O God, and may I be like you. Almighty God, who sent the Holy Spirit to Mary, proclaim joy through the angels, sent the shepherds with good news, and led the Magi by a star. Bless you this day through the Word made flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Remaining seconds, want to be able to get one more bit of Christmas medley, My Majesty and Glory of Christmas. It's called Day of Joy. You're going to hear three songs.
Go in peace, share the gift of Jesus.
Thanks be to God.
Voices clear and strong. Glory to our God.
been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. Begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.